say. Today's title of Shir. Shir is having to do with the development of something which originally seemed to be not that significant, but it had some overtones in halacha in general about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So the title I put it as Minhagei Chag HaShavuos, and then and in reference to a particular minhag that we have on Shavuos, which I think we're all aware of, where it says, and you take a look at the sheets at number one over there, which I've underlined in the Hamor. After all, actually, there's only one simon in Shulchan Aruch that talks about Shavuos. It's at the end of Hilchos Pesach, there after the conclusion of the Omer, and there's that simon in Tav Tzadik Daled, which talks about Shavuos and on the second day, and then in the Hamor, where he mentions the Noegin, Lishtorach, and Sovim, the Shavuos, the Beis HaKnesses, the Habatim, Zeichel, the Simchas, Matan Tevel. That's one of the Minhagim that people become very much aware of, especially if they come into a shul, that will see decorations of either of flowers and some put up ferns in different places, types of foliage. Yeah, well, this is what we're talking about. And it says in the Hamor, it's the Simchas Matan Torah. It doesn't say, how is it a Simchas Matan Torah? But if you look in the Mishnah Brewer, which is actually a likut taken from the Morgan Avraham and others, as to what's the connection of the Esovim that you have in the Beis HaKnesses, scattering or dispersing. Yes, so take a look down there in the Siv Yud of the Mishnah Berurah. Zeicha v'simchas chasen matan Torah shehoyu sham esovim soviv ha'asinai kidesiv atzeim v'abok ha'yir. In other words, there was pasture land, foliage. Yeah, otherwise, what the animals, that's what it's a reminder, a simple reminder. What we call a pastoral setting. That's what we might describe it as.
What?
Yeah, we have to understand when, you know, people when they talk about a desert, they're thinking of the Sahara Desert, of a sea of sand. The Negev or the Sinai is not like that. There's foliage there of different types. You know, all types of things that grow, or even take part what we call them the American desert there and other places. There are cactus plants. There are all sorts of things besides creatures there. There's foliage of different sorts that can be grazed. So, like when it says a midbar, what does a midbar mean? You know, he translated the Old English or everything, a wilderness. What is a wilderness? It's uncultivated land, but things don't grow so very well. It's not good for growing things. But there is foliage. After all, for centuries, the nomads, Bedouins, and others, they had their animals.
You don't have to part of the island yard, seriously. You can't grow grass, so the weeds go up just fine.
Yeah, that's right.
Just look what you've done all the time.
Whatever it is, it grows. But anyhow, so that's a simon of that. But that here's where interesting controversy erupts, which leads into some of the major portions of the shear. But it says, Neigin v'ha'li eilonos v'beis ha'knesses u'v'batin. It's accustomed to set up trees, he said. He doesn't describe what kind of trees. We can think of all kinds of trees, and of course in these in our mind it might be like the goyim apple. Goyim have trees in a house at a certain time, which is very significant. You will see it's not just overlooked. There's a different reminder here, because remember the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Babar Prokim Nodon, that there are four times Babar Prokim Vashana, Nodon O'Elam. For example, on Pesach is Al Atrua, on Shavuos is Al Ha'ilon, it's Al Pevas Elam. On Rosh Hashanah, is what do you have called boy island, my even upon of it's human judgment over there. That's what you have. So he's saying here, and Asuka said, the Daini Malamayim, the water. So here's your Vaseras Nidena of Peiros Ha'ilah. So that's a citation from the Mogen Avraham. However, Vagor, that's the Vilna Gaon. Now, the Vilna Gaon is not quoted in the Bir Hagor. If you look in the Bir Hagor, this siman, the Shulchan Aruch, you won't find the statement. Who quotes him? The Chayyotim. Remember, the Chayyotim, in many different places, was a Talmud of the Gaon. He was a Dayan in Vilna. So he quotes the Gaon's Minhagim many times, like when it comes to Sukkot. He says what the Gaon emphasized, sleeping in the Sukkah, Dafka on Shmini Atzeres, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, and he says, though it's very cold, and remember the Hayyotim uses the language, Yilbushes Atzvei Batei, we should dress very warm, and Arangain go into the Sukkah. To emphasize, the idea of in Chutzorot, it still has some dean of Sukkot, even as far as Shina is concerned. But it says, most of it, some things which even the Gaon's Talmidim did not always follow what the Gaon did. Now the Gaon, for example, although he was represented in the Snagate and everything else, and so when it came to Chol HaMoed, he did not wear tefillin. Gaon did not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Whereas the Misnagdim, some, always were makpid to wear tefillin, following the sheet of the Hush and other Hashem, whatever. I'm just here, but here, he says the Gaon was veto mimics there, of putting the trees. Why? Mishum she'ashav hu chok ha'amim l'hamid ilonas b'chag shalahem. He doesn't say in which holiday, but obviously we know.
We always call that one.
Yeah, b'chag shalahem. And their chok, their thing, so it's an imitation of that. Now, the question is how far I explore this further. Because it's a fascinating thing, as in looking at different achrenim, how far they carried on. Do they respect? How much do they respect them? Do they include, when you say betel the minig, is it only on the trees? Or is it even on the eshavim too? So I'm going to just quote you what I mentioned. First of all, before we go any further, let me quote you from some of these achrenim, which I assembled here. And, for example, the Orach HaShulchan. I don't have the Orach HaShulchan run off here because it really wasn't necessary for that. Because I'm being medayik on what the Orach HaShulchan says. Remember, the Gaon is only quoted as saying, Bitul Minig Eilonos. So the Orach HaShulchan, it's in the same siman here, and the siman says, the Tzibov, the Yesh Nogul Hamid Ilonus, he brings it from the Mogen Avraham, Omnam V'deva Shefonenu, in previous Davis, Bitnu Ilonus V'he Eishovim. He adds the Eishovim too. You hear that? And I think that's what he says. Mitamim Sheyodu Hagdelim Shebedor. He doesn't say why. That's what he says. Remember, he's up there in Navaradok, he's in Belarus area, the what we call the Litvisha area of Russia, at that time. That's what he says. Now, so from him, he's from his statement, he's machmer even on a sobbing, putting in besides Ilonis. So Ilonis, we can immediately understand what about the Yisovim. It seems that's why he writes Mitam Yisraim. It doesn't give any Tom whatsoever. However, I looked in the Balatanya, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Siman Tov Tzadik Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav just comments, just says Pashtus. The Balatanya's language is, Minig shtiris eishovim v'amodas eilonos, you do that, and he doesn't comment at all. He leaves the thing, not even, he doesn't mention anything about abolishing trees, or even, of course, of eishovim. He just leaves it, just the way it is. No further comment whatsoever. So you have these divergent opinions how far the minig is. Many times, as a rule, the question would be asked also, what are we doing? You know, there's a statement you have in the Gemara, but it brings it in the other place. It says, "Im alocha v'pefes v'yodeha, puk chazei my amadolar." If you have a minig which you're not sure of, go out and see how the people are doing. Yeah, because the general principle is, like the Gemara says, "Absorbe menem menevim, benedev yemein." Jews sometimes have a mistake. It's almost like in the genes that this is the way we do it. Azoy filmitzach. So it seems that wherever I've been or wherever I've seen, people have branches, ferns, and so forth. But I've never seen anybody put a whole tree in a shul. That I didn't see. Then it seems the Gaon was successful, and that seemed to be accepted everywhere. But not on the Esavim, which the Or HaShulchan seems to go. So I went a little further here, and in a developing further things before we get into something which is much more serious, which might compound on an Issa the Isa, referring to a shul. So if you look into the sefer of the Masham, you know, Masham, the Gaon, the Shlomo Mordechai Shvadran Zal, the great Pesik from Berejan in Galicia, wrote thousands of tshuvas, I mentioned them many times, the remarkable Pesik in Abaki and Havor, and Havonat Havor. So, and he has a sefer just on Shulchan Aruch directly, besides tshuvas. It's called Das Teva. Das Teva, and it's on all of Erechayim, he has some parts on Yerodea, and other places.
Everybody quotes that today.
What?
Not his sefer.
Oh, Das Teva. I mean, that's a term I can't stand it. I tell you the truth. My favorite story is somebody once told me he was in a summer camp and there was a counselor, phone counselor, and kids jump into a canoe and start rowing into the lake. So this Ben, so-called Ben Torah, yells out, "Stop! Stop! It's dangerous!" So they keep rowing. He says, "But the Das Teva says that you have to row back." That's it. That's enough for me. Anyhow, no, when they use that term, I never heard that growing up, and I'm quite sure you never heard that. Something that Masham has a nice title for that, because if he says Das Teva, he has something to back it up with. There's no question about it. Anyhow, so in the Sefer, there on this Simon, he has several ha'oros. He brings the Chayodim in the name of the Gor, that was Mavatel, the Inyan of Ilonis, and the Tom is because of Huk, the Hukoseim Lo Salevo. That's what he's referring to. That's what it is. So this is what the Masham writes. Bezeh Kamashoni, Motsasi, Bechuvas of Ivash, one of the Vashani, Simon Kufnun Ches, Bamasha Norgu, interesting minik about Muslims, about Yishmaeli Muslims. Masha Norgu Lotseisla, he says, because there's a Jewish minig, too. At least, remember, the Rebosh lived in North Africa. Yitzhak Barshashis was in North, I think it was in Algeria. That's where he was. Anyhow, the Beis HaChayim, Kol Yemei Avelis. During the Shiva, people used to go every day to the Beis HaElam, by the Kever. Used to go by the Kever. Avelis, in other words, the Levaker Mason, what?
Who used to go?
The Avelim. The Avelim used to walk. That was like part of the Avelis. They went to be Mavaker. He doesn't talk about whether they can get up from Goshiva or not. He says that was the minik. But he found out that the Nishal, so what was the Shiloh to the Mibosh? They weren't asking why about being Bidl Goshiva. The Kevon, the Yishmaelim, Norgu came, but the Ishmaelim do that. E Ika Bazem Yeshurum Mukhukaseyam Lo Salehu. That was the Shiloh that the Vibash was asked. Beheshi, he answered, the whole Babashaena Chuka, Ella Asim the Aza Tam. In other words, it's not part of a rule, of a chok, that is, you know, a statute that comes down that the Goyim have, they only do it for whatever reason it is. So he's saying, and he gave an example, the Rebosh gives an example, you find that in Chazal, in the Rambam Matzia mentions, the surfing ala malachim, the ein behem mishum darkei ha-meili. What it means is this, that in the ancient times, that if the king died, they burned a lot of his things, some of his clothes or so forth, as a sign as if to say he's gone. So, and but the Goyim used to do that too. So they did that, and it happened with Jewish kings too. So searching al Amari, the Ein Behem Mishum Darkei Ha-Meili, because it was not a chok. It was just a tom. The tom was as if to say they're mourning the loss of this king, and nobody else can have the use of those objects.
It wasn't canon law.
Yeah, it wasn't. That's right. That's what you have. That's the term. That's the ayah that he brings down from the Chubas of Rivash. He can be said, Mishum Kosev. The whole Dover Shein Achuka Ella Mishum Eis Atam Lekuri and brings a high from a servant on Malachi. Now, he also mentions that the Darki Mesha in the other day, just as Malamis to that Rivash when he talks about things that are similar, that seem to be similar between Lav and what Goyim do and what Jews do, as long as it's not a chok. That's the principle.
What do you do about the thing that the Goyim saying, they say grace before a meal.
Yeah.
And we said, how much is this?
Yeah.
So, because this is not our minigo, this is a halacha.
That's halacha, so it's not a problem. It's not a problem. We have a halacha, also the Olam Lehanos, where the whole time the Gemara says, Mi'olam Azeh, below Bracha. It's like if you have a no, it's like Mi'ila. You know, it's a Shemaim, Shemaim, Lashem, Yoros, Nosan, Livnei Odom. You have to make the Bracha. The Bracha is a Matir on our Achila, on our Noah, whatever it is. So, that's a point that he makes. So, therefore, Benidam Didan, Hokinami, Ein Shash Klau, Kivin Shona Eising, So that's what he wanted to say, that there should not be any shash. But even he even wants to say that even putting up trees, that's what he's trying to say. Even putting up trees, that's what he says. Agazeh, Matsasi, the sefer Yesuf Das, that's a sefer that is written by the Shoyl Gon, Yesuf Shoyl Natanz in November, one of his many sforim. The Oradeya, Simon Shin Memchesh, Shehera Bedibre Hirabosh, Behera Gamkain, the Minhogan Shall Yisroel, Lahamid Ilonais, Teirahi. That's where it goes that far. That's the way it comes out, he says. The Ayin Aid, he says in his Sefer Yodos Nadorim, and Hilos Nadorim, where he discusses that further. And he says, Ukafisha Nogra Akum, the Medina Senu, Shema Midi Melonus, he brings either Goyim do this, his gum, the chutz, but they put trees outside too. So he said, therefore it shows it's a different minik. It's a different Indian altogether. Because we never have anything of putting trees outside. If we do trees, it's only on Shruas and only in the Beis HaKnesses for that. So that's the chop of the Shoyla Meshi. He says it's a different thing, it's a different profile, different form. So, I mean, this is all mentioned in the Masham. So let's come to something else here, which is notice. Take a look here what the... number two. Here you have the name of the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. The Rambam. First the Rambam. This is the wrong place. Just turn it around. Look at this. The Rambam is in Hilchos Aveda Zora, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes. Now this is a halacha. Noteya Ilan, Eitzel Hamizbeach. Let's say when there was a Beis Hamikdash. So if you planted, literally Noteya means you planted, but it also means set up. Ilan Eitzon is bare. Oh, the whole Azorah, the whole Azorah of the Migdash. Bain Ilan Schach, a non-fruit bearing tree. Bain Ilan Michael, Alpha Bisho Azorah, Noila Migdash. He wants to decorate it. the bigness, the Eifi lo, Hareza Leika. You get Malkus for that. Shenamar, it's a Pasuk and Pasuk Shaitim, Vosita Lecho Asheva Kol Eitz, Eitzu Mizmah Hashem Elokecha. Mipnei, so the Rambam doesn't stop, the Gemara doesn't, I mean the Pasuk, if you look at the context of the Pasuk and Pasuk Shaitim, it doesn't say why. It just says you're not supposed to do that. But the Rambam explains, as he does many places, Mipnei Sho Yezeh Derech Reivdi Kachovim, Neitin Elonus Betzad Mizbeach Shalor, today she is Kapsu Shama Om. That's like a gathering place for the people under the tree and near the Mizbeach. You know, a good thing would, like in Europe, there used to be the Druids who had a lot of connection with sacred trees, Asheva, and everything else of that sort.
So, there was a tree over there. That
what?
Wall Street was, there was a tree there that people used to stay under. Eventually, they built the buildings there.
All right.
What?
Why do you need that but the Rambam generally adds a time. We have to see what he uses, that it became sort of a gathering place for it. That's a general ha'ora. I mentioned that in the beginning. You didn't need a time. The Torah says, Lositu ha'sheh korei. But the Rambam wants to explain that it was thought because the question is, why not? Aren't you beautifying the Migdash with beautiful foliage or so forth, whatever it is. In fact, there's a Gemara in Yuma that mentions in the Shlema Melech had a Ilan Shel Zov that was in the Migdash, and somehow miraculously it produces golden fruit of some sort. So what about that? So that's not common, because probably it's not the Easter because it's not a real Ilan. I mean, that is brought in some of the Puskim that talk about that. But now, having that in mind, how does that relate, let's say, to a shul? Does this have any shaisis with a shul? Is this only a din in the Migdash? And we'll see that there are pashkim that say that it's a serious matter, and it has to do with how you, when you build a shul, and also the surroundings of the shul. Now, take a look again now, number three. There you have the theme of the Shulchan Aruch. We're talking about the building of a Beis HaKnesses. In fact, without going into that, if you have a community of Jews, they are responsible to build a shul, to build a Beis HaKnesses. Brain and Kaifun is Bnei Yair, there's that. Bezdin should have the power of fear. You have to have a Mokum Kavua for davening, not just a room or whatever it is. So look in the Hagos of Rebbe Akiva Eger. I don't know how whether she blew it up enough, but that's just, without blowing it up, you can hardly see it. But there, I have it underlined. He quotes this Rambam. Remember this Rambam. Rambam, so perigvam, hivus aveda zora, neteya ilan, eitzom is beyeho, b'chol ha'zora, bein ilan, sag bein ilan, maicho, and so forth, is harei ze leika. Because of Arav, the David Arama. One of the daily Chachmei Sfora, you know, the name Arama, you have the Baal HaKedah's name was Yitzhak Arama. One has this comprehensive Pevush on all Chamisha Chum Shuter, who was quoted extensively by Achroni, the Baal HaKedah. So it's a family of distinguished Chachomi. So there was Rav David Arama, the Pevush LaRambam, in explaining that Rambam says, Da'afilo Eitzel Beis HaKnesses Osa Midrabanan. He says, when it comes to, then he still used the word Eitzel. He didn't say inside. He says Eitzel, which generally is the old way of, in modern Hebrew, we say Al Yad. We don't use the word Eitzel so much. In the Greek modernit, you know. They'll look on you as stranger, really. Al Yad, next to the base. So it means that we're talking now about the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses, let's say in the yard, the entry to the Beis HaKnesses, outside, and that is if, and he says there's an Isur Midrabanan to plant trees. Now Rabbi Akiva Eger, who is, as you can say, from the 18th into the 19th century, that's when he lived, Zibiki Vega. He was the father-in-law of the Chassam Sefer on Zivik Sheni. So he already was in the early part of the 19th century. Rabbi Kiva Eger was a great Pesach and Gaon Nifla, and he has this Agos. He doesn't comment on it, which seems to imply that he agrees. That's what he accepts that. So, which would make a problem if anybody, so if you stop right then and there, anybody building a shul and wants to have a nice garden with trees around it, according to this Pashtus of Reb David Aramah, you couldn't do it.
Maybe an individual single tree, rather than landscaping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it depends. Plant trees, making a gun, an orchard around, what it is. That, I'm just leaving the way it is, but we'll see how this is further developed. So I found that there's a very interesting shiur from Rav Soloveitchik Zal, a great teacher, and the essence of the shiur we find, I've quoted this sefer many times, but I'm connecting it with him, just add a few comments on in the Hari Kedem. The Hari Kedem, there are two volumes that I think I've mentioned it before. It's basically a collection of the Shiurim of the Rav Zal by someone who was not registered in the yeshivas, Rabbeinu Yitzchak Rochamin. He came in from the outside, Rav Michal Shurkin, who lives in El Chisrael. He's a great Talmud Chacham, but for, I think, I heard recently from somebody that was very close to Rav, he used to attend the Rav Shiurim maybe for about 14, 15 years. And he recorded a lot of the Shiurim, and that's where we have a lot of these Shiurim, and he printed it. The thing is, I found out later on that the family was very incensed at this Rav Michal Shurkin. Not because he printed the heard the shiurim from the Rav, but because if you in the title that he gives him, he says he is a gone out bezdin the Boston. And what about yeshivas of Yitzchak Rochamin? No mention. Non-existent. The family was very upset about it. They were ready to sue him. Almost.
Nothing.
You know, by not by doing, you know, that's a it's a thing.
Why?
First place, his father, I knew who his father was. His father was a great lamb. He was one of the biggest lamdim in Raden. Rabbi Yankov Moshe Shurkin, my late brothers-in-law, knew him very well. In fact, I met him later, years later, in Brooklyn, when they had a kinnis of Histadus Talmidei Raden, when I lived in Brooklyn at an earlier time. I took one of my brothers over there to that kiddush, and my late Rebbetzin's uncle, Avraham Trop, who was a Rosh Hashiva in Raden, his father was the famous Rav Naftali Trop the Radener, gave a shiur before all of these London, and Rabbi Yankov Moshe Shurkin was one of them. So this Michal Shurkin is a son. Actually, they're really related. They have some family relationship with the Soloveitchiks. That I know, because when the elder Rav Shurkin published the Perush of the Ralbag, part of the Chumash in a volume, so inside he mentioned something there about Sher Basari, you know, there he's related to the Soloveitchik somehow, whatever it is. So in this sefer, in the Hari Kedem, but it's a great sefer because it has the Ikar Shiurim. And it's written in a clear fashion, almost very similar to what the Rav would have written. At least he used that language, the language that Brisker used, you know, what we call Reb Chaim's language, and the Rav used it, and he has his own comments on it. So he brings down this situation, the Rambam, he brings down the Shulchan Aruch, what Rabbi Kiva Eger says on it, and he says, however, the case is that what you have mentioned here is, I don't know whether it's Shurkin's comments or the Rav's comments, he quotes two achrenim that discuss this, the Meshik Dover, which he doesn't give the simon in it, and the Binyan Tzion of Rabbi Yankov Etlinger. The Meshik Dover is from the Netziv of Elazar, who both say that there's no Iser of planting trees in the Chutz of Beis HaKnesses. That's what he put down. So here now the Rav, of Yosher Berzal, a great teacher, wants to analyze this whole thing on the basis of what's up the Rambam. Now, how do we understand the Rambam? And he goes in the following manner. And he mentions first place the Yesod HaDvarim. What is the whole Yesod over here is where the Beis HaKnesses is a Deen of Kedushas HaMikdash. If it has a Deen, that's how you get to the point. If it has a Deen of Kedushas HaMikdash, we can understand. Just like the Mikdash has these Assuring about Losita Lavor, Eso Mizbeach, and so forth, the same thing Beis HaKnesses. The only thing we have to start making a chilik between inside, like in the Mikdash, it was the Eser, not in the whole heart, not in the whole heart of bias. It was either Eser Mizbeach, or the way the Rambam says in the Kol HaZorah, any area inside the Mikdash, which has the Deen of Kedushas HaMikdash. After all, we all know from the text you have it in Kalim, in other places, and in the Rambam, there's a chilik between the Kedushas HaRabayis, like Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kedushas HaRabayis, and the Kedushas HaMikdash. And even in the Mikdash, there's things that are Kachay Kedushim, the Lifnei V'Lifnim, where the Kayin Godel went Achaz Bashana, and all of that. There are levels of Kedusha. But the Yisrei of talking about here, where there's an Iser of Natias Elon in the Beis HaKnesses, or next to it, is the question whether it has the Kedusha of HaMikdash. So, he finds an interesting text that Rav found where you probably would never look. After all, if you want to look up a Rambam, you would look either in the Mishnah Torah directly, in the text, the Yad HaZokah, or you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now, in the Mishnah Torah, which he quoted in Hilvos Aveda Zorah, it's only talking about the Mikdash. And Sefer HaMitzvahs, they also is only the Mikdash. But in the Rambams that are printed in the Yad HaZokah, before you get to the actual text of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, he has enumerated all of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs Aseh, mitzvahs Leisaseh. If you look under the mitzvahs Leisaseh, when he quotes this Leisaseh, Lo Sita Rafa Eitz of Mizbeach, you know what the Rambam writes? Not only Bebeigdash, but Bebeis HaKnesses. The Rambam is writing, that's what he has over there. You know, it took me some time to understand, where is this text, where is this? So you open up the first Chayot of Rambam, you'll see, right before you get to the Yesodei Torah, there's an enumeration of all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are saying mitzvahs. So when the mitzvahs laces, Tamas Hay, this is the language of Rambam. So lo laveid, first it says it here, lo laveid beis hamikdash, you can't destroy anything from the base on the English. O bote knesios, o bote medrashis. So from that he can make a diuk. It seems that the Iser that it says in the Torah, lo sasa kain, v'ashem elokeha, which is the Iser mechikas Hashem, or being marmed anything in Kedusha, refers not only to the Migdash, but also the base on Knesset. So it seems to imply.
The Rambam said it in the Bavasa Shriyarm by the Sigil Purdu.
Okay.
That's the Jesus of the Rambam. That Mikdas Ma'at, the Kedusha, is learned from Kedusha's Mikdas.
Yeah, right. He's
going to say it. Yeah.
I'll mention there's a text there in the Gilah that talks about that too. But I'm just saying that this is interesting where it says it in Mefurish that it seems to have the same type of deed. He equates it with the Mikdas.
And I'm from the index. Is that written by the Rambam to this word?
Well, it might have been that way.
Yes,
it's accepted. It depends who did it. I mean, that's what you're asking.
Yes.
That's a critical approach.
This is an editorial. The Rambam introduces it. That's his
logic.
Yeah.
Well, you give me that Rambam, I'll show you who it is. What? Well, wait a minute. We have to get further on this. We're not leaving. Take the first hail. Look at the list.
Right at the end of the Haktamah, he says, after the Haktamah, and then the next page, he lists them all.
Yeah, there they are.
It's not his act, it's his list.
Well, no one argues that.
It's got the Mishnah on it, the Rambam wrote it.
Did
you
write
it?
Okay, anyhow. That's where you can find it. It says it twice, but it's up there on the top. Samachay, the Leisaser. Look what he says. But the Leisaser, my Samachay.
He's giving an introduction to him.
Yeah.
I remember about that. Rabban Kreiser told me.
For example, I mean,
okay.
He only wrote later.
But anyhow, so there you see sort of an equation of saying the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses as an Indian of Kedushas HaMikdash. I get it. Well, right. Me ain't Kedushas HaMikdash, and that's Minatela. If it's under the mid, the Reb David Arama says it's east of the Midrabanan there. But here he's now saying that. So it comes that the Isa in Beis HaKnesses, the Isa Ibun HaMikdash, there's a deed Isa HaMikdash min HaTeva. And what is it? Based on the Gemara, that equates Beis HaKnesses to Beis Mikdash Ma'at. The Gemara in the Megillah and Chavtes HaMadala says that Eila have the Mikdash Ma'at, from Rabbi Yehuda Eila, but the Knesses of Bati Midroshes Sheva Bubble. From that is Mavur, that Beis HaKnesses has some Kedushas HaMikdash. So it seems that this goes further than with David Aramad to the Rabban and to the Isa that has a Kedusha Migdash. However, the Rav comes again and makes another chilik, a very interesting chilik too. There's a question between the Binyan of the Beis HaKnesses or the Migdash and the Mokam HaMigdash. Now, by the Beis HaMigdash, there are two things that are Kodesh. The Mokam Beis HaMikdash is Kodesh without the Binyan. Without the Binyan. Because there's a famous sheet of the Rambam where he argues against the Ravid, and it's Negeya Lamaisa, and we follow actually Lamaisa, the Chumash of the Rambam. The Rambam says, although the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, the Mokam HaMikdash is Kodesh. It's not like Eretz Yisrael where there's a whole Shaila, where the Kedusha L'Shaita is about Kitchel Shaita and Kitchel Yosef Lava. There's all my flakes on it. It has to do with the Shemitah, Kedusha Sa'orot, and so forth. The Rambam uses a very clear, very confident language. And Hilda's based up here, he says, of Ani Omer, he says, I say that the Migdash is a Kedusha Sa'olam, even if there's no Binyan there. The Mokam is Kodesh. The regardless what happens there. So, you have that particular aspect of it. But what about the Har Habayis? Is not. The actual Har Habayis is not actually the basic Mokam of the Migdash. We're talking about where the Migdash stood, where the Binyan is. So anything having to do with the Kedushas HaMikdash, yeah, even if it's destroyed, would be there. So with a Beis HaKnesses, you have a Beis HaKnesses, where who says that the Mokam is Mekudesh? I mean, that's the aura that he first raises. We'll see how he's going to bring a Gemara that seems to even say that the Mokam Beis HaKnesses might be Mekudesh. There might be Mekudesh. But Pashtus, who says that? Beis HaKnesses in Samarkand or in Petersburg or New York City or out in the West or wherever it is, who says that if it's destroyed or not, is that Mokam Kodesh or not? Is the Mokam there? We're talking only the Mokam which will be under that binyan. So, however, there seems to be a Gemara that we have, and we have it in the sheet that I ran off, that seems to imply that even if a Beis HaKnesses, no matter where it is, that the Mokam has a deen of Kedusha, not just the Migdash itself. Here it is. Down, where is it? Oh, it's number four. So the Mishnah says the A on the bottom of four. The A, that's on the top chesh. It says the A, Omer of Yehuda, Beis HaKnesses Shechorev. So he's saying what? So what happens? Aim must be in the sci-fi.
What does Chari mean here?
What?
What does it mean, Chari?
Well,
if there's a cell phone yet, it's not destroyed.
No, it's far. I mean,
it tells that it's used, maybe.
Well, it doesn't mean that it's not used. It means that it's horrific. Let's say you might find remnants of the walls there.
Like 20 years ago. Like 20 years ago, Joe Cronin was like the cemetery. You go into the sanctuary, there was huge roots. It was like a storage. There was like groups of leaves.
No, that's what's this.
It looked like it was the
floor. Oh, that.
No, that's what's this. Everything is falling up the wall.
Yeah, right.
I'm scared.
But that's still, that's in excellent shape, I think, compared to what he means over here. He says the base of exit. Yeah.
But there wasn't something, there was a roof because if I'm looking at it, you couldn't look at it.
Yeah. Whatever it is, he's saying it's horeif. Amos be the Messiah, Amos shielding the Messiah, Chavolim, can put out, stretch out ropes or probably clotheslines, when personal servant Matudos put their traps for animals, vain shaping, Algago. So it seems that it's part of the building is there. There's Pavis. There ain't Aysen, Aysen Kapanzia. Can't be a short
cut, you know. Building because
you can't have a Kapanzia. Shinema, Vashim, Aysen, to do even if they are desolate. Is all about a sovim, lo yitrosh mitnei agmas nefesh. Leave it there. So that you should be able to weep over it. That's the whole concept of it. You still have a pain. But the Rav wants to bring out the point that when that happens, we see that there's some element that even if it's Torah, there is some element of Kedushas Mokum. However, he still makes another chilik. The chilik could be this. That might be in the Mokum actually where the Bin was. But what about in the Chotzer? In other words, in a place where they were mispaleo, which is the Beis HaKnesses, they're not mispaleo in the Chotzer. Mispaleo in the Bet. So that place where there were minyanim, there was davening, there was a kedusha in there, so even Apophisha Chorev, it still has some kedusha samokum. But outside of it, is a Hebrew Zalosh, it's like Ir Acheres, like another place. So in another place, it should not be Chal, to be the Easter of Losita Lachor called Eitz. Because, especially according to all the Poskim that say, it has to be even in the Migdash, has to be Eitz on Mizbeach, or whether it's in Kol HaZorah, but not outside. Because outside, there's no particular reason why that place should be Mekudesh. It's not Mekudesh, it's only in the Chotzer over there. So that's the point that he stresses, that only the Beis HaKnesses, that Mokum can have Kedusha. But how do we say that? Outside, the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses does not have that. So that's how he makes a distinction. According to him, maybe it'd be more Makel than with David Arama. David Arama talks about, he says, the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses would be an Issa de Rabbanan. And that's what the Achrayim were wrestling with, but they Paschken. The Netziv Paschken, the Meshiv Dover, and the Yankov Etligan, the Binyan Tzion, Paschken, that's the place where you could plant, you could have a gan, you could have a pardes, or so forth. But every now and then, someone is ma'era on this particular deen, like in the Sefer, on the Sefer Tomi, the Nezer HaKadosh. Nezer HaKadosh is a series of scrolling from Moshe Rosenzahl. The Litter was the Chvaidana Rav. That was the town where the Chazayin Ish learned for many years before he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he came to this Moshe Rosen, was a Rav in Brooklyn. I've seen him once at the Gudas Rabbonim convention. He was a great Lamdan. Spent most of his time really learning, producing, scrolling as a whole Seder on Kochim. Nezer HaKadosh and Shuvas. He has Shuvas and volumes, Silas and Shuvas, Nezer HaKadosh. She was asked by many Rabbonim, Silas. In fact, the brother Rav Zal used to be the head of the Besed of America. Rav Steinberg said, amongst the Rabbonim in America that he met, he says, Erza Rishpike Balaro, you know, Galachana. I always felt that they had a monopoly on halacha as opposed to litrus alumnim. But he says, hey, I can, Paskin, I can, you know. Well, anyhow, so in his sefer, in the Sechta Tani, which is now part of the learning in the Daf Yomi, but in there he has a whole discussion about the Kedushas, based on whether the Chutz of Beis Knesset, where you can plant trees there, and so forth and so on. It has a whole Avichas, but it's only more or less academic, rather than Halacha L'maisa. That's the whole particular point. Now what's interesting is that this Machlekes of the Rambam and the Ravid about the Kedushas Mokam HaMikdash is Negeya, is brought in the Morgan Avram there by the Dinim of Tisha B'Av and so forth, whether you can go into the up on the Har Bias. According to the Rambam, it has the full Kedusha as if the Mikdash were there. If a Tommy Mess goes there, it's high, of course. So if you follow dictates of Rambam, you don't go up there. According to the Ravid, he says it was both of the Kedusha. So if it's both of the Kedusha, if you stop right then and there without analysis, it would be Mutter, according to Ravid. Others say the Ravid didn't say that. The Ravid said there's no Chorus, but a lot there is. There's just like in certain things, you make a chilik between the Issa of Chorus and the Issa of Lav. Like you have that by Me'ilah also. There's certain things, there are dinim of Me'ilah that have key of Chorus and you have to bring a call and everything else. And others where there's no Me'ilah, but there's a Issa. There's Issa, there is a Lav. So that's the way they understand. And again, how does the fun world that anybody has a shaychus to Shmiras Mitzvah does not go up on the Har of Ice? I mean, other tourists might go up there. They don't care.
Moshe David Hemler goes up.
What?
Moshe David Hemler goes up.
And well,
he took for some leaves from a tree there to make the apron for Adana. Zechel of Urban.
Well, I heard that the Rav Gerwin also made measurements about that, but the majority of whoever it is, of Pushkin or Rabboni, I don't say whether Hunza or Hinza, depends on your preference. So do not allow go. It's tempting to go up there, but it has a lot to do with the Kedushas Makom. But again, following this question, the Basic Nessus might have an element of Kedushas HaMikdash according to the Lashon that we have there in the Rambam. It has some, based on that Gemara, that Afa Pishem Shemanim, nevertheless it has a certain Kedusha. So that also goes into the broader text or situations about Nechiras Beltiknev, Beis HaKnesses, and everything else of that sort. That's what goes into that particular element, which is not a subject, as if to say, for this particular shiur. And it's the Minchas Chinuch that mentions, actually, as a mitzvah, in Mitzvah Tavtzadik Beis, where it talks about this Issa Losita Lechor Sheva, he's saying, Minchas Chinuch, on the Sefer HaChinuch, he says, the Chinuch uses the language, this Issa Losita Lechor Sheva, the eighth of Mizbeach, it's so the chinuch always ends up by saying, is it shayach or not? So he says, Isa zeh, bein bischorim, bein denekevis, vafil of izmana zeh, anayta ilan v'chol huazori, don't talk about the migdash, chayav malchus. So the Minchas Chinuch says, anet, v'arava mechaber, the Sefer Nitzri, right, he quotes this last part, and he's saying this, Uvavari l'das ha-raivid, it would not be true. It doesn't have that in. Das ha-raivid, the very one who is based on Bechira, Begdushas ha-migdash, lo kitcha li-yosu lovi, v'tomesh ha-nichnas ato li-migdash, ain't a chayiv course. In Cain, Uvavari ain't a chayiv v'lav zeh, that wouldn't be chayiv in this love. Gam Cain, why? That it's only the Zafka Be'azora that you have, you have the Kedusha, the Kedusha Azora, Adin Kane. The Zeru, so then he says, that's Pasha. Ach, Harava Mechaba Sever Karambam, and therefore Kedushas Amigdash Lonis Batla. That's why he writes the Zohar and the Kaver, a field is Manazev. He goes into the, if he's Beta and Ilan on the, in the Mokam Amigdash, he would be over on that lab, and he would actually, would be get Malchus on it. There's another interesting thing that plays a role about being Noteya or in, at something in the Migdash, in the Mitzvah of Hakel. If you look up in the sources of the Mitzvah of Hakel, what is known in the world as Septennial Assembly, you know, the Matzoy Hagashruas after the Shemitah, and you're entering into now into the 8th year after Shemitah, that's when the Melech used to read from Mishneh Torah. So what did they do? They built a Bima Shalates in the Migdash. So they talk about Bima Shalates. Isn't this a Shiloh Losita or yeah, but it's building like a wood. Because every they try to avoid but others say that building a Bima Shalates might be involved in Losita Lachor Eitz. So that what the Gemara says, it's basically in the Yerushalmi, since it's a temporary thing, they only built it just for the Melech to go up, and then they removed it immediately. And it's not Deicha Shabbos or Yom Tov or anything else. It had to be done beforehand in such a way so that the Melech could stand there on the bima and could be heard. So, they tried to avoid that. That's why in the Migdash they didn't have they try to only have stone wherever possible. There shouldn't be any type of binyan shalates. There shouldn't be a problem with sita lachor eitz. So that's, as I say, outgrowth. The outgrowth when you come into the shul on Shavuos, you see the flowers or whatever you're going to see over there. So that's the important
thing.
Right. I mean, that's not the problem. It's just that the Oruch HaShulchan, as I say, Bechona Machzava, with one sweep, he wipes away the whole thing. He says, Ilonus Ve'esobim, any type of grass or growth or foliage, any. But the world doesn't conduct itself that way.
They have to say, Hashem,
what?
If you have it in an
Ashram. Well, as I mentioned, I saw one of the Ashramim mentions it's an orchid, she'ain a knuckle, so it's not an atir.
Right.
That doesn't matter. It's in a flower pot. Actually, it doesn't interfere with the Kedushas HaMokam of the Migdash or the Beis HaKnesset.
No unique.
Whichever way you learn. That's right. That's what it would be. Next week in the Yitzchak, I hope to have a shiur, though it's the day after the dinner. Let's see how I see.